So July 16th, 2012, around 8 a.m., I was on the Atlantic City Expressway driving to Wildwood. I was very tired because I just gotten back from my actual vacation, and I was going to the shore because it's not doesn't count as summer if I don't go to Wildwood. So I'm in the car and I'm exhausted, and I see my aunt's name pop up on my phone, and I wasn't gonna answer it. I was gonna wait till I got to the shore. And I answered, and she said, "Happy birthday, I'm in labor." And I was very excited because I had forgotten it was my birthday because I was so tired. And I was excited that she was in labor. So July 16th, that's my birthday. And I love birthdays. I love my own birthday, but I love other people's birthdays too, because I think it's an exciting thing to celebrate a particular person. And probably part of the reason I love birthdays is because I'm like the first kid in my family. So I was my parents' first kid, and I was both of my sets of my grandparents' first grandchild. So my birthdays are pretty special. Everyone always came. It was like we'd set the trend of the birthday party every year. So we always had the barbecue in the backyard and the whole bit. And then as we got older, my family always ended up being down the shore for my birthday. So we would basically do like beach, ice cream cake, Sam's Pizza, boardwalk. And it was probably the best birthday ever. And because I'm the trend-setting kid in my family, at some point we also had to decide when to end the birthday celebrations, because you can't just be throwing all kinds of birthday parties. When I was born, for the longest time there were just four kids in my family, and now there are 16. So at some point we have to start cutting people off. So it was decided that 18 would be the last party. And my mom got really sad and said, "Let's make it 21." So 21 was my last official, everyone come to the house and we'll have cake and it'll be the whole thing. And so I still ended up seeing my whole family on my birthday because we would all be down the shore, but it was not the same. I think my mom took it hardest of all. It was not like we were not gathering for my birthday anymore. We were down the shore, and oh, by the way, happy birthday. And so, flash forward 4 years later, I am driving down the shore, and I get this really surprising phone call from my aunt. And we're all very excited because, so my aunt has now three kids under three, and we found out that she was pregnant the day after my grandmom died. She was gonna tell us on Christmas, and then suddenly my grandmom died, and we were putting the obituary together. And so, you know, survived by eight children, and these are all their spouses, and 15 grandchildren. And my aunt was like, "Well, shit, now I have to say it." So the obituary said 16 grandchildren, and that's how we came to find out that she was pregnant. And we had all sort of been expecting the same thing that had happened the first few times. She had girls who weighed exactly the same and measured exactly the same and were born at exactly the same time, 16 months apart. So we're all sort of like kind of hanging out, waiting. She was induced with both of them early. So we're all like planning around, you know, make sure it happens before you all go on vacation, and it comes and goes and nothing happens. So later on my birthday, I get this call. She was 5 days late, and she calls me, and she had a little boy, which was like this great thing for our family because my grandmom always said that she liked little boys better because they're easier to raise. So it was like this really nice sort of way to sort of tie it all together, the first grandchild and the last grandchild having the same birthday. And we sort of felt like my grandmom kind of had a hand in it because it was so entirely different from the way that the other two were born, and it was a boy just like she wanted. And I got to be the godmother because you can't really argue with the whole same birthday thing. So that's very exciting. And now I get to have a party on my birthday every year.
Happy birthday.